These different types of investment properties may sound intriguing, but many people think that they will never have the opportunity to actually own commercial real estate. To some extent, this is true. Most of us will never have $20 million to purchase a shopping center, or even $5 million to purchase a drugstore like CVS or Walgreens. But while we may not have the opportunity for direct ownership, we can have an ownership share in companies that own these different types of properties. Real estate investment trusts, or REITs, are companies that own a portfolio of properties. If they meet certain criteria, the IRS gives them pass-through status and they are not taxed at the corporate level. Unlike traditional real estate ownership, shares of REITs trade on exchanges, such as the New York Stock Exchange. Thus, they have much greater liquidity. This is an advantage because REITs are easy to buy and sell, but a disadvantage because they pick up stock market volatility and thus have less price stability than the underlying real estate. To receive and maintain pass-through status from the IRS, REITs must meet several qualifications. First, they must be structured as a corporation with fully transferable shares. They must have at least 100 shareholders, and no more than half of the shares can be held by 5 or fewer individuals. At least 75% of their total investment assets must be in real estate, and no more than 30% of gross income can come from the sale of property held for less than 4 years. Finally, they must pay dividends of at least 90% of their income. As long as REITs meet these qualifications, they do not pay taxes at the corporate level. Individual shareholders pay taxes on dividend income, as well as capital gains or losses when they sell their shares.